Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, where we talk Star Wars queerly. I'm your host, Brian, and this is a clip from our very first Willow Talk. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's get into this thing and drink up. Everyone, and welcome back to Pink Milk, where, you know, we talk Star Wars queerly. I'm Brian, and you here are about to listen to a clip from our latest live stream, where we broke out of Star Wars and broke into Willow, and I have to tell you, it was a gay old time. You know why I said gay old time? Because Lucasfilm finally gave us some amazing queer representation in Cat and Jade. I'm already blanking on their names, but whatever. Cade. That's the ship that I'm into. I loved Willow. You know, I mentioned it a few times, but after both Kenobi and Andor, I really needed a good old romp and a good time in the way that I feel only George Lucas characters and stories give me. And you know what? The show delivered on that for sure. I'm a pretty big fan of the original Willow, and both Chase and Em had never seen the show before this watch. And before this new series came out, they both watched the movie. I watched the movie for the virgin eyes of my boy Tommy. So it's interesting. I'm curious how many of you listening are also first-time Willow viewers, because as we talked about in the live stream, it was a curious thing to pick. Why Willow? Willow, to me, I wasn't aware of a huge following, a huge fan base, any of those things, but here we are, and it was a great show. So you're about to listen to a clip of that where we talk about the queer representation and some of our favorite characters, what we expect from the show. If you're interested in the full show, head on over to YouTube at Serving Pink Milk and listen to that whole stream right over there for now. Some of those things could be changing with the new year. But the live streams are a wonderful, wonderful good time. You should join us every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done that yet, make sure to follow the show over there on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to our channel yet, subscribe to it because it's a good time. Speaking of good times, can't wait for you to get into this episode with Chase, Emma, and myself talking about how gay Willow turned out to be, and we are so grateful for it. So I will see you here in about 30 minutes again after you watch our past live stream. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's drink up! The thing that's very awesome with this show, where are the queer vibes? Straight out, like, probably bad choice of words, but straight out the gate.
Straight out the gate.
I don't even remember how we open with the sword fight of these two lovers. Everything about it. And yeah. I love that, like, instantly we're going to get a tale of a knight in shining armor and a princess in a very different way. It's fantastic. And it was very gay. It was very obvious. And then they actually kissed, and I think I hopped out of my seat.
I know I just talked, but I need to say, you guys, I have a tweet drafted for tomorrow. There was so much applause when that kiss happened, which was such a moving thing to experience as a queer person, because representation is something that's like, people really like to be like, well, not everyone wants like gay things in their shows. Not ever. Like, it's very, people like to, homophobic people like to put out this narrative that it's a very small amount of people who want that kind of representation. But what was so incredible was the second the on-screen kiss happened between those two women, it was like people were clapping, applauding, hooting and hollering. And it was really, really an amazing thing to experience everyone's excitement.
Well,
over
you know,
that
Chase, that's because they were all Hollywood elites and they don't represent the real America.
You're right. It was the leftist agenda planted in the audience. You're totally right. I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Disney's groom, forgot. Bob Iger's back and they're grooming kids with the gays. That's what's going on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was really emotional about it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh my God. And especially because I feel like it is made for our family. And it was like not avoidable. Yeah. There it was, main characters. I'm just really, really, really pleased with that. Like, beyond pleased, especially after Andor, which I look, love me, no one at me, love me some Cinta and Val. I don't know if I can be a Stan account for Cinta and Val anymore after the season finale of Andor, because I do not approve of the way that Vel and Cinta, well, actually, I don't really approve of the way Cinta treated Vel. Didn't pick her up from the airport, then didn't really apologize for it. Like, I was like, ooh, this is, I actually, you know what? I was on board with, I want them to be married and happy ever after, but you know what? Honestly, sorry, again, don't at me, but Vel, you deserve better than Cinta. Like, I understand that we're in a war, but like, that was not cool.
We're going straight. We're not going to like try relationship counseling or anything. Like at least
nope.
Like suggest a couples therapist.
I think they need a divorce from Finn is what I think.
You know, here's the deal.
Separation wise. I think the man is the thorn in their side.
Yeah, possibly. But no, that isn't even that. I'm sorry. That's not even like therapy counsel worthy. If you need to go to therapy and a counselor, like a marriage counselor, to say my partner like gives zero fucks about me, like that's not worth it. And I don't think they've been together very long.
I think we'll get more.
And this is like early sign of the relationship.
I agree. Yeah. I do get the vibes that it's kind of a newer relationship, and it's like it's a little bit that push and pull boundary time.
Oh, God bless you, Al. Brian is over. No, You know, I call me old school. Maybe I found the right person. But I think for like a good solid year, you better be in impress mode. Like, I expect every door opened. Like, yeah, like to me, yeah, as another, like, yeah. I wanted to be fighting who was going to open the door for whom. That was like a big telltale for me. Like, it was important to me. Like, personally, like I, just because I'm younger and smaller than most people I was after, don't think you're going to take care of me, but also you need to try to take care of me and also be a dude who I can open the door for you and you're not gonna be upset. Like, I agree. I think the courting for me, it's very, very important. Old school values, maybe, possibly a little bit, but anyways, Cinta and Val, be more like Jade and Kit.
Mm-hmm. I love that. They do have like, you know, wartime impression upon themselves.
But so do Kit and Jay.
Not yet. It's coming.
That's true. They already are fighting.
That's coming.
They're both like, Steve, that's what you're good at. Well, do what you want to do. That's what you're good at. I was like,
okay, that was like so young gay. It was so young, gay, and I was like, I've never felt more represented. It was like literally me and Blake have had nights like that at the club, drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, when we first started dating. So I just loved that so much.
See, yeah, no,
I like my drunk. I love you. I love you more. No, I want Padme and Anakin. That's what I want. Love has blinded you.
I mean, don't we all?
Whatever it is. But I want that corniness. Give it to me. And give it to me now. I love my prequels. And that's the kind of romance I want. I want a prequel romance. It's perfect. Yeah. So, anyways, how was it for you, Em? Like, how was it seeing those two? They were great. And young queer people is great.
Yeah. Okay. So, I was watching it, and Sarah had gone back to bed because she's been having trouble sleeping at night lately. So, I watched it in the morning in between putting Silas on the school bus and going to work. And I immediately scooped up my cell phone and I had to text Sarah. I'm like, they're lesbians and they are kissing, and it's only 20 minutes into the show.
Oh, don't you love to see it? That's
it was awesome. And actually, but the first moment that I had where I was like, was when they're talking after the sword fight,
mm-hmm.
and Jade gives that look where she like stares at Kit while she's talking, and I'm like, oh, she's so gone for her.
And you know, that all Kit looks like
choice mm-hmm. was so great.
Kit looks, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that this because I'm not a lesbian, but I'm going to say it anyway. So hopefully it's fine. Kit looks like she has power lesbian hair, that she's just ready to go down on any woman that she loves all the time. And she's going to take it very seriously. Like she is like
doesn't even.
Yeah, like exactly. Hair. I am here for business. I mean it. I love women and I love pussy. Love it.
Yeah, she definitely has short fingernails.
See, that's inside I don't even think about, Em. Thank you.
She don't even keeps think about her fingernails that. I should think about sure.
that, actually.
I will say, on the note of all of this, is the Willow is a very horny movie. Like, I mean, the movie has a lot of sexual energy behind it. A lot of energy. And I love that they haven't shied away from that in this show. And more specifically, I love that they haven't shied away from it in the queer relationship. Like when she's straddling her, like, I mean, it's like, there's like, so it's so charged. And I thank God that they didn't shy away from that in the show, but specifically with the queer relationship of it all, they let that be just as charged, if not the most charged sort of energy.
Yeah. So we get that energy. So and then like my favorite moment was like, they were almost holding hands and Borman is just sitting there looking at them like, I love this. Like he thought it was so cute. And like, it was so touching. Like, oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Is there a character that we're attached to more than anyone so far? Like, let me say this. I am so excited to not really know anything. Like, this is all new for everybody. There's no expectations to be brought in. Like, I don't have a favorite character, like, before I go into it. There's no, I packed light. There's no baggage. And I hope to come out with a full set. But I don't know. It's very exciting. So, Emma, is there someone you're attaching yourself to?
So, can I talk about three characters for three different reasons?
Of course you can.
Okay. So the person that I'm having the most fun watching is definitely Borman. Like, that is such a romp.
A lot of different reasons.
I thought you might watch him, Borman.
Yeah.
I would like to romp.
He is so beautiful. but also, yes, very funny and just so enjoyable to watch. The character that's tickling my brain the most is Sorsha. I really like how gray she is. Like, there's the thing she does that we can talk about next week because it's in episode two. And
no, we can talk about, we're talking about one and two.
Oh, we are. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know when I made our thumbnail. I've changed it now. When I made our thumbnail, I did not know that it was going to be two episode drop.
Oh, okay.
But thank there you. Yeah. All there right. you go. Okay.
So, yeah, no, when she like is negging Willow, like I was like, what,
dude,
is this?
The audience last night was like, yeah, whoa. Like when she was like, yeah, never gonna be a great sorcerer. Wizard, everyone's like damn. Sorcerer, sorry.
I wonder if she quietly left the theater at that moment, like whoop, she would pull a Homer Simpson in the bushes.
<I know. laughs> Yeah, no, but I'm really enjoying, and also I was able to rewatch a fair chunk of episode one as well tonight to prep for the show. I didn't have time to watch all of them, like both of them all the way through, but and yeah, just like seeing what a hard ass she is was,
dude, yeah,
was like, yeah, wow, you know, like for someone. And but the thing is, the show seems to equally commit to her being a force for good or being a protagonist to some extent in the show. Yep. It's like we're not fully supposed to be against her, but she does some things and you're kind of like, like, oh, I guess we're not supposed to forget where you came from, you know? Yeah.
I like that, because in the original movie, like, it just kind of glosses over that. Like, she kisses Mad Mardigan and now, oh, now I'm a good guy. Like, we didn't, it just kind of happened and you never really revisited yeah, that. So I like that that is still kind of in her. It gives that character a little more complexity.
Exactly.
Sure.
Well, and like with Mad Mardigan, it's like there's a whole side with her that we don't really know what happened between the two of them. And I really get the vibe that between her trauma with her mother and her trauma with him, like Saoirse, like, is coming from a place of, like, I don't know, of a lot of trauma. You know what I mean? And I think that it's going to be interesting to watch them unpack that, because I have been really surprised by how brutal she is.
And then the final character I wanted to talk about is Elora, who I could look at all day. That actress is stunning. So yeah, photogenic. She is one of the most photogenic actresses I have ever seen on a screen. And yeah, I'm here for it.
Okay.
She also wore a beautiful dress to the premiere, so everyone she did pictures, because she wore an incredible brown dress that looked like roots, kind of like a tree kind of growing around her. It was incredible.
Also, the character needs, at first, I was here for the green like blanket shirt she has on with like little ray sleeves that she has. I was here for it. But then when she was like whisking her little crown away, and she turned around and she had the undershirt on with the two ties that were untied at like her midriff, I was like, what is this? But I want to see more of it. I love it. And I'm not even like a fashion person. I don't really notice those kinds of things, but that was hot.
I think it might be
I really loved the sweater thing though. I loved
I did too. She's got to get out of the dress.
So. I actually bought something like it on Wednesday and I'm probably going to be wearing it next week for the show.
Hold. I need to show that I've grown as a person thanks to Pink Milk. It is not a dress. She has a skirt because it is a solo piece only on the bottom. If you did not hear that episode,
I could cry right now. That's incredible. Really well done. Wow.
Oh, we really are all over the place now.
We need to get Brian a little mortar board that he can wear.
Hi, Tim. Hello. Chase, how about you? Who are you attaching yourself to? Anyone in particular?
Definitely Saoirse, in the way that M's been talking about Saoirse. I also want to say really quickly too about like the whole you'll never be a great sorcerer thing. I think there also is like more to like unpacking why like Willow Ufgood and his people can't be sorcerers, and like it's like I think there might be more to unpack there, where it's just prejudice across the land that maybe still needs to be worked out, even though there's peace time right now. But I also really
let's get rid of the word peck, please.
Yeah, oh my god, yes, exactly. So I think that I'm attaching myself to Saoirse really in that way, but also I'm really, you guys, I'm attaching myself to like the spirit of Queen Bavmorda. Like I am attaching myself to, I know she damned herself to the underworld or whatever, but her spirit, her blood runs through their veins. Her spirit is clearly at work a little bit. So I am attaching myself to the idea of that baddie spirit, because she's like a scarlet witch redemption.
I need that crown back too, because her crown is the coolest crown anywhere.
Yes.
So good. Chase, have you ever seen Return to Oz?
Maybe I've seen a lot of. I don't remember if I. I need to look up.
If you haven't, you need to. It's amazing, and I don't remember the actor's name in her life, but she's in that. I want to say it's Jean Smart. Okay, you should watch it because Bav Mort is in it. She's great. She can take off her head and puts on different heads, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's very scary, Chase. You'll actually love it because it's very scary.
Yeah, it's. And the little Dorothy in it is in, I forget her name, Famke something or other, right? From
like, imagine a horror movie for people, like, imagine a horror movie for children age like 8 to 12. That's what it is. Return to Oz is.
Oh, yeah. And it's the girl from the craft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's great. Okay, cool. Okay. And who else? You were going to say somebody else?
And Borman. I mean, honestly, everyone M said, I agree. Those are like my peeps. And also Willow. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited. Really, the relationship between the legend, like the legend characters, I'm very excited to see what happened there. And I love these flashbacks.
Yeah, it's great. So, yeah. First, I have to address Lucasfilm real quick. Lucasfilm, what's going on with our female heroes in power marrying off their children? Don't get it. Two shows in a row now. What are you trying to say? Is this Chapek and we're going to slowly get away from it once now that Iger's back?
Everything comes back.
Everything bad Chapek. Now. It's just going to be Chapek's fault. I think I might start making red laser eye beam videos of secret Chapek history unveiled. That's okay. The real reason he was fired. Oh my God. Yeah. There we go. I like it. I'm going to make a puppet to do the talking too. Okay. Oh my God. Live brainstorming right now. Okay. I need to say, I don't know what's going on with me. It is very not on brand, but Eric, I was like, I don't like Twinks, y'all. Like, that is not my thing. Never has been my thing. I don't think it ever will be my thing. No tea, no shade. I love me some Twinks, but it's just not in that way. But Eric was doing something for me. He was very cute. And I was like, nothing about the way he looks is typically what I would go for. Nothing about that character is typically anything I'd ever have any interest in. But I was kind of had the hots for him, not going to lie. And I'd like to see him again.
Yeah, the actor also, I think his name is Dempsey. He did such an incredible job performing a role like that. It's so hard because it can be so, that character can be so obnoxious and like so just like boring and flat, but something about his performance is actually that 100%. Endearing. Like, you're watching him, you're like, oh, I get why everyone
gave him the sweetness. Like, he has this sweetness,
which is very Val Kilmer though in the original Willow, which is really cool. Like, it's very Mad Mardigan to be able to be
When he's like flipping the sword around and stuff, I'm like, this guy, this guy made a huge effort to evoke the spirit of Mad Mardigan. Like, I'm like, he's so like roguish and charming and dashing, like all of those adjectives, you know, just
you
know what I love? I love that Eric is almost like the Mad Mardigan after he found Alora and became a dad, and Kit is the Mad Mardigan that probably got him in the cage that we saw. Like, because she also could also be an unlikable character for me. Like, that's not my jam of a person, but that actor also is so good that I still like her. Like, I'm like, I'm really into you. And but Mims is where it's at for me. That character, one, she's beautiful. I was like, oh my God, you're like a beautiful woman. And as Tom said earlier in this week, if you listen to this week's Husband, he liked Mon Mothma so much in Andor because he is shallow and she's beautiful. And he said, I'm shallow. That's why. So, you know what? I'm going to go with my husband and just say she was so beautiful. But like, I love the way she spoke to her father so much. And it's like, I hope my children speak to me that way someday. And you all know I am a sucker for a child and parent story. Anyways, that is my jam. I eat it up. But then when she took on the responsibility to like guard the people and she came out and was so stoic and badass, with that night, yes. I was like, oh, you can be this really gentle, very child, you know,
yeah.
Oh, here's your sweater. You know, you get cold. Something happened to mom. She's like, she took care of dad. I wonder if something happened to the boy, her brother too. Did they both go? Like something happened there. Something happened. But she could be that tender thing and then also be a badass without any action. And I was like, oh, slay. I was like, she stole. Yep. I hope she's in the show a lot more because I stole it from me. I wanted her to go with.
And it's actually Warwick Davis's actual real life daughter too, mm-hmm. which is like mm-hmm. next level with every. I mean, it's just
yeah. So Buck mentioned perfect. That when we were talking about legacy earlier of Warwick yeah. Davis. So that's his legacy. Also, the Kasdans, you know, his dad wrote Empire. Yes. Now the sons. There really is. Yeah, I don't know. I just love this. I love that we're. Oh my god, I really loved it. I don't know. I don't know enough yet, but I loved it. It was great. It was really, really great.
And there's like, legacy with like Jonas as like from mm-hmm. Chewbacca to the. I'm sorry, I don't know. We know yeah. all the baddies' the names right now.
He's the Scourge.
Scourge.
Wait, is that you. The troll with a cage on his head? That's Jonas?
Yes, that's Chewbacca, girl. Yeah. Oh,
I did
yeah.
not know this.
Isn't that fun to watch Jonas like go from like the most huggable, lovable character to like this really scary monster with a cage like, on his head?
Can those monsters, when I was watching that, because again, we don't know anything, which is exciting. Can they only die if you chop their heads off or something so they have a cage on so you can't chop his head off?
Ooh,
oh, and the whip. That. Whatever the thing was with the whip thing, I was like, oh. Doc Ock only wished he was so cool. Like they kind of look like Doc Ock arms, but
they did mm-hmm. look like that. Yeah. And like, so it's like we have the legacy too from like Jonas and also Aaron Kellyman, of course. And then on top of like all this legacy, they decided to like plant all these amazing new seeds with fresh faces, which is such a strong casting move. And everyone's just so well yep. cast. So it's, that it's they just did such a great job of balancing sort of legacy and newness, which is really exciting. Yeah,
you know what? Actually, even the prince, that character started off so unlikable, like he was so aloof and like just didn't like. But yeah, this show. Oh my god. Yeah. Nope. I think I'll be singing it so many praises because then you just fell in love with. He was so nice at the end to Allura's. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm really good with the books and words. If you want my help, but well, he's so insecure yeah. with himself, like. You really felt him really going out on a limb for his own comfort zone, which I don't see that kind of complexity in a lot of media. And sometimes oh, yeah. I don't know if it's actually there in Star Wars or if I'm such a nerd about Star Wars that I bring it to that, even if it's not really there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But this show, I have nothing. So it's all right there. It's great.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I love the prince too. He's wonderful. I want to hear from other people about like what their journey was in observing him because like I want to know like which moment everyone was like, oh, he's just a nerd. Like that's all.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on with him. Is he just wants to like play a lute and you know, like mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, he's like he was like the first like I think when he pulled out that loot, I was like, oh, I'm watching a D&D campaign performed live in real time. Like that was like that moment where I was like, oh, he is just like a nerd.
Yeah,
he
it's
is.
Great.
And I say that as a nerd who plays D&D. I'm not saying anything bad.
I need to try to play D&D. Everyone listen to Light and Dice. Hope and Chris's podcast, yes. If you're a D&D nerd and a Star Wars nerd, mm-hmm. is perfect. Charles is in there. Love it. We have lots of friends in there. It's very gay and it's great. What are we looking forward to the most as a final question? Is there anything we're looking forward to in this series? Is there anything that you're like, we need more of that you hope we get that you're not sure if we're going to get? Emma, how about you?
I want to see the full blooming of the romance between Allura and Eric. Like I want to get like a super romantic, florid payoff there. That's what I want.
I mean, Eric's probably the MacGuffin the whole season, right? We're not going to really see him again. You might see him with the bad guys, the Crawl, the Krell, the Gremlins.
You know what? Actually, you know what? I would be happy with one of two things. I would be happy with either, like I said, this beautiful reunion between the two of them and a wedding with like petals raining down from the ceiling and whatever. Oh, or I would be happy with... I would be happy with the opposite, which would be the paper bag princess ending, which would be... Elora finally reunites with Eric, but the journey has made her realize that she doesn't need him and she don't need no man.
Oh, you know what? In real life, I want that, but not in this. Sorry. This is...
Yeah. I want love and wedding flowers.
Yep. Nope. I want not a paper bag princess. I want a paper doll princess for the two of them, like fall in love and make little paper dolls of one another and dress each other up and go, wouldn't it be cute if you did this? Wouldn't it be cute if you did that? That's what I want. Because you know what, Eric is probably also into paper dolls. I could see him being that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was gonna say I think Eric and Graydon should hook up.
Who's Graydon?
Wait, which one's Graydon again?
isn't he the nerdy prince?
Oh, possibly. I don't know. Flash Thompson?
Oh yes, he is. Yes, he is. That's his name, Graydon. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Sorry, everyone. He'll probably be Flash Thompson forever and always on with me. So deal with it. I don't know. But yes. Okay. I could see that. Yeah. Okay. Chase, how about you? What do you want? What do you want from this show?
I want Sorsha to sort of like to, I want her to have like a really, I really want her to have a very graceful coming to terms with her flaws and her trauma. And I want her to be able to grow through them and live. I don't want this to be something where she just like is like, oh, I messed up. I see that now while I'm dying. I really want her because she's such an iconic actress. It's such an iconic character. And I don't know. I just have such an affinity for her. She just feels like my mom. Like she's like mother. Mm-hmm. She gives mother vibes. And I want her to just sort of like have like moments of growth and healing and be able to live past to like, you know, see the fruits of that, of that. So that's kind of what I really want to see. And I also just want to see what I love so much from Willow, which is like the most simplest of lessons that is so, I don't know why Willow can make me cry the way it makes me cry. But it's like, I watched that movie 2 weeks ago and I was like a puddle, just like this whole idea of just like, you are exactly who you need to be. You don't need this, this, or this. Like just you being yourself is like, is the thing. And it's just, oh my God. Like what a wild
thing. That's why that statement that Sorsha says to Willow, if you're not a sorcerer and do a pig trick, was so like extra brutal because it was the antithesis of the morals and the fiber behind Willow itself. And it seemed like you would never hear something like that in this kind of story. So for me, I think it hit extra hard because you're like, that was really below
especially
the belt.
From someone who like went through this journey of fighting her mom and being with Mad Mardigan, who learned a lot from Willow.
Speaking of Sorsha, I want to see more of her sword because that sword is amazing. Also, I want to see her in her hat because Willow had the greatest weapons and the greatest hats ever.
Dude, Sorsha's hat is her hat and her mom's crown are like some of my favorite headpieces.
And
I've
then
ever
the skull, like the
why,
skull mask.
So
that dude,
the
like
skull mask. Oh my God, it's so good, and it kind of gives like the Red Scare outfit from like Phantom of the Opera, or is that what it's called? The Red, Oh my God, it's just so good.
Yep,
the Red Death. Okay. Not the Red Scare. Oh my God.
Also, the magic the wand. Death. I hate magic wands. I've made that very clear. Like you know what? I knew Harry Potter was bad long before everybody else did. Because it was dumb with wands. And
Brian's like, this was definitely written by a turd.
It was. Uh-huh. Yeah. But Willow's wand.
Okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
In Harry Potter, wands are just lightsabers made with wood.
Yeah, but they don't spout in and out with a laser beam.
That is true.
And you'd like, ooh.
I agree.
Ooh. Yes. You can't hit anything with it. Doesn't chop through a thing. Nope. Nothing will ever, ever be cooler than a lightsaber. Like, it is impossible to ever top a
lightsaber. You are correct.
Sorry, people.
That I will not disagree.
For ranking coolness, yes, you are absolutely correct.
Nothing ever. Nope. Sorry. Done. I think I want the show. I need the show to I want romance too. Like, I want cornball cheese. Like,
yeah,
I need to see Kit and Jade like rolling through the fields like Padme and Anakin. I need it really bad because I think Jade, when she was kissed, I don't feel like it was, I didn't know you felt this way about me. I think it was like, you're doing this in the open. Like that look of like, I remember kissing Tom the first time back in the day. And I feel like I got that look because we were like somewhere in public. And it was this like fear of someone's going to see us, which I like that that was there. Like I can't speak enough about how great the show is.
And I'm telling you, I'm not leaving. No. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. It was a great time. I love Chase and Emma, and they bring so much amazing conversation to our show. So thank you for that. Everyone that was in the steam room with us, thank you. Thank you for listening now and letting us get out of Star Wars for a hot minute. It was a very fun, exciting thing to do. So maybe we'll do it more often. I don't know what other projects are coming in the future, but 2023 is shaping up to be full of Star Wars. Thank goodness. Because this boy loves himself some Star Wars, and I'm sure you do too. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Shoot us an email at servingpinkmilk@gmail.com. Let me know what you thought of our very first episode branching out of Star Wars. It was a little different. It was not super easy, but that's okay. We don't like things to be easy, ever. We like a challenge, and we like to rise to those challenges. Just like all these characters in Willow, all rise into the challenges of who they are always meant to be and who they want to become. A very queer story, if you ask me. So it was great. Loved it, loved it, loved it. It was like a warm, cozy blanket. So hopefully you felt that too from listening to this here podcast. I hope you always feel that way when you listen to us. I hope you feel welcome. And like it's a nice warm hug, because that's what I always envision every time people listen or watch. I envision myself giving you a warm and cozy hug full of friendship and love and magic. Maybe I should start a My Little Pony podcast. Because it sounded a little My Pony-ish, right? My Little Pony? Maybe? I don't know. I'm not a My Little Pony person, ever have been, but maybe I just stumbled upon a podcast to do. I don't know. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Shoot us an email. Follow us on social media. Or if you're interested in supporting the show, there is a little linky link down below for our Patreon. And you can join the Discord there, watch along and listen along to some commentary of all of the movies. We do some fun stuff over there. Show suggestions are there during quiet moments, and we hang out pretty regularly, at least once a month, sometimes more, sometimes, you know, yeah, always once a month. It's a good time. Check that out in the show notes below. If you enjoy what we do and you want to help support us and help the show grow, that would be great. Thank you to all of our patrons who are there already, all 24 of you bring in $113 a month. So that's really, really wonderful. And I can't wait till next time. In the meantime, follow us on all of the socials at Serving Pink Milk, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, all at Serving Pink Milk. And until next time, are you with me? I am with you. Friendship is magic. We're going to ride this My Little Pony train all the way to the end. So without further ado, let's drink up. Bye.